Maybe young innocent girl just came up to him just as he's about to shoot. Hey, disturb me. I just want to talk a little. Why are you killing that beautiful person? They're not persons, they're animals. But you're doing it just for fun. And you don't need to eat him. And he said, well, hey, kid. You don't understand any of that. When you grow up, you will understand. We are just, you know, I'm a this and that thing as a title and an ID or whatever, some fine position there. But we are here helping to keep Djurbeståndet, what is that in English? The population of animals in the forest within proper limits. Otherwise, there will be elks running around all over and destroying for the others. And the girl looks around saying, but to me it looks like they're, well, I don't see any elks. I met one a month ago, yeah. Well, there are much more humans running around with guns. Cutting down the trees and yeah, girl. It goes on like that. So anyway, the hunter, and we're back here, talking head talking, in his room, on his desk, or whatever. The hunter, so it could be the girl still talking. She looks at him and says, I think you're just making up all this. To make it sound like you're doing something good. To pacify your own conscience, or to trick it. Because you don't want to admit that you're a hunter because you like to shoot and kill. And the hunter says, but they taste good too. And she says, so do you. And then she throws her little magic there, and he becomes a deer, and the deer becomes him. And is just about to shoot him, and he looks into the eye of that hunter and sees the deer's eye. Which should be a little special.